Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just spoke with Robin this morning. She's feeling a little bit better. Not there yet. Not ready to do a two-hour show, that's for sure. But, you know, every week she keeps getting closer. So keep the prayers coming. We appreciate it. And it's been a long, long 5 months, that's for sure. But she's getting there. She's getting there. So that's the main thing. She lost a lot of weight, feeling better, getting her medicine adjusted on a pretty much a weekly basis. You know, she gets her blood drawn twice a week and gets reports everything to her doctors, and you know, just keep going, keep praying, and she'll definitely be getting better. So there we are. Let's see, who do we got on the line? Looks like we've got Claude. No, yes, Claude on the Eastern Shore. Wait a minute,
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, Bobby. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Is Robin on dialysis by any chance?
No. Robin has kidney disease, but she's not on dialysis. I know all about that process. My second wife, Kathy, was on dialysis for a long time.
Okay.
Long time. Yep.
Hey, Alan, that bear, remember that bear that got killed? Everybody loved that bear. He was in a national park. Somebody ran in front of him and hit him, and the little cub got away.
Oh, yeah. So I vaguely remember something about that story. Yeah.
339, I think they called him. I forget.
It's possible, yeah.
Did they ever find the cub?
That I don't have any idea on that. I can't. That's not a Maryland story, correct?
Right.
Yeah. I don't.
I think it was Yellowstone Park. They saw the bear.
It could very well be.
Somebody hit him and killed him. But everybody loved the bear. Used to take pictures.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank. No matter how much you say about it, I can't put my head around it at the moment. But I remember hearing something about a bear being killed. But details escape me. I'm sorry. I really am.
How big was that bear?
Which one, Maryland?
Yeah.
650 pounds.
Ooh, that's a big bear, man.
Yeah, the one that was killed last year, a woman killed, I think it was 624, if I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had several over 600 taken. Cody Jones had the record. I think hers was 615, second year of bear season in Maryland. She held that record for a long time, weight-wise. So.
Wow.
But, you know, she had that record before bucks, bears, stags came along and started measuring, you know, deer for the record book. We've got any number of bears in the record book. And I'm going to toss that out to people. You know, we have two record books out there. One was in 2020 and the other was 2023. Bucks-bears-stags.com is the website. And you can order that Maryland record book online. It'd be a great Christmas present for any hunter in your family, for sure. And if you want both of them, we actually have, they're $20. We actually have the first one on sale in a combo package with the second one. So for $30 and shipping, I think it's $7 for shipping, you can get both the full complement of 30-some years of records in Maryland, all the Boone and Crockett, all the Pope and Young, and all the Maryland records for white-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black bears.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Now, when they eat them apples, they get drunk, right? Or is that false tale?
Well, it depends on what apples. I mean, if they eat the fermented apples, I've seen deer that were drunk on fermented grapes. I've seen that up in Pennsylvania. It used to be grape arbors up there on one of the properties we used to go deer spotting on, and the deer were walking around like they were, you know.
Drunk.
Yeah, they were. They were intoxicated on the grape. Yep. But yeah, if the apple lays on the ground and the sugars, you know, get fermented, yeah, the bears can get.
Right, I got it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry I don't have any more information on the bear.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Just calling to get myself and my daughter in the muzzleloader contest.
Perfect. Perfect. That's the way you do it. That is the way you do it. You call in, you put yourself on the list, and then you nominate a youngster, whether it's your kid, your daughter, your son, your nephew, your niece, your grandchild, you know, a neighbor's kid, whatever it is. Some youth hunter under the age of 16 is going to win a brand new Wolf muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. And I would recommend this to anybody. Go to CVA and get on their website. Get on their email mailing list if you have email, because their stuff is pretty good. I mean, they've come out with some new stuff, you know, and you can order right off of there and everything else. I have a couple questions to ask them, so I'll be reaching out to those folks. Hopefully, once this magazine gets done into the printer, which should be this weekend, so. Yeah, just finished up the layout while we were on break, so I've got to pack all that up and get it to the designer. So, but another action-packed issue, you know, it really is.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'm about to wake the kids up, head out fishing.
Where are you headed?
Right out by the house, Tapsco.
Oh, good. Yeah, what are you after today?
Rockfish.
Yeah. Well, the bite is on, according to Lee. So,
it is.
Yeah,
he sent me a picture. First and last hour.
First and last hour, yep. Got it. All right, man. Thanks. Well, good luck out there. Yep.
Yep. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Yeah, the muzzleloader contest. What's that? You there, Aaron? All right. Oh, all right. We got somebody waiting on us?
Yes, we do. We have Lee and Towson's on hold.
Oh, amazing. Lee and Towson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Did you vote yet?
Yeah.
Did you vote yet?
The brackish babes?
Yeah.
The thing with my daughter, yeah. I was floating after seeing that on TV.
Yeah, so, blew up. I saw part of that the other day. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, the reason I'm calling, the bite is on. Fall fish are starting to show, but
thank God, these are the beautiful ocean run fish with the lice in their gills, and they look like footballs when they come in. They're beautiful.
The belly flat fat is it's worth cutting down to the belly because there's good meat there. The yield's beautiful right now. It's about 45%.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But the story I wanted to tell, I got a friend. We met at the Little Dam at Loch Raven, and back when we were in, actually, I was probably in my, wasn't even driving yet. I was probably 14 or 15 years old, and we met. And we got separated for a while, but he got my phone number, and he calls me up. And he says, "Hey Lee, this is a carp man." I said, "Who?" So we had always carp fished down at the dam,
right?
And we hook up together and go down to Bernie's boat ramp on the Severn River, going out fishing for chain pickerel and yellow perch.
Yeah,
in the dead of the winter. I mean, I don't know if you ever partook in that, but that was what a fishery that was.
Okay.
It probably still is, but a lot of these boat ramps in the Severn are all privatized now. But we've been the best of friends ever since, catching fish and whatnot. And I heard a gentleman talking about hearing earlier on your show, and it made me think of the other day. Me and this friend, we've maintained our friendship for up to the day and till the end. And we're out fishing the Bay Bridge the other day, and you know we tolerate each other on a lot of you know, gentle competition fishing and whatnot.
Right.
But now we're both losing our hearing. So I got a nice rockfish on, and I'm yelling at him, grab the net, because you know how you get them to the boat, and
right.
they always pop off, right?
Right.
So I'm yelling at him, grab the net. Well, he's waiting on hearing aids, and he's been waiting on hearing aids for like over a year now.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
He can't hear for crap anymore.
Right. I hear you.
I'm like, how do I maintain my friendship with a guy? Don't even net my fish anymore.
tie a string around him and around you, and when you need the net, yank on the string.
I guess.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know where to go. But
well,
it
is.
It was such a riot, you know.
Well, for many years in radio, Chris, my buddy, former producer, has developed a hearing problem, and he's difficult to communicate with. When he's up in the stand and I'm on the ground trying to talk to him, it's a comedy of errors. But the fella I talked about earlier down in the marsh, Warren,
right.
He's 91 years old, still shooting an old vintage compound bow and still shooting it well, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was in the stand with the landowner the other day. And, of course, and Warren's hard of hearing at 91. And they're sitting there, and a stag shows up and starts coming in, and Warren goes, "Here comes a deer!" Yeah, when you get a little hard of hearing, you talk pretty loud. And the landowner's like, "Ah, man."
There he runs.
There you go. Well, there he went. Sorry he didn't come in. Yeah. Wonder what happened there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a – I heard the gentleman earlier, there is a good run coming up. I know the morning and evening bite at the Patapsco was pretty fun. It's there's a lot of topwater and swim plug fishing. And we're catching them all the way back to Boston Street and all the way out to Upland Steel, you know, Carroll Island. They're showing up everywhere in the Upper Bay now. So I'm not seeing the big numbers or the birds or anything, but at least what we thought may not have is definitely starting to happen. So
yeah, well, I said last week my one of my favorite rock trips was in November with, I don't know if you remember, Captain Roy Leverone out of the Rod and Reel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went out on a group trip with the guys from the old Fish Finder magazine, and we did have a great November trip,
yeah.
And those fish were fat and, you know, gorgeous, gorgeous fish. So. Yep, a lot of good things happening in the fall, you know?
Yeah, I'm talking about fishermen. I don't know if the listeners, I think I may have mentioned Ed Darwin of the Becky D passed away.
I heard he passed. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite a mentor of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and whatnot. Both bridges.
Yep.
And whatnot. But yeah. Yeah. So, okay, Alan. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out. So, you know, if you can't hear your fishing buddy, just give him a break. He'll get that hearing aid sooner or later.
Well, get a piece of monofilament out, tie it around his arm, and tie one around your arm, and say,
well,
and he's going to look at you and go, "What's that for?" He said, "I'll pull on that when I want you to net my fish." So
that's all good. I ended up netting my own fish, but it's still a good trip.
That's good, man. Glad to hear the bites on. Thanks, Lee.
Okay, uh-huh. Take care.
Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know. I couldn't hear the station there for a minute. And then all of a sudden, Lee came back on, and there it is. So I said we should probably go to a break, and I think we will. After that, I'll tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I told you I went to the Cops Sporting Clays event down at Delmarva Sporting Clays a couple of weeks ago, met some nice people there. And every cart, just about, had a beautiful Browning Satori on it, one different connotation or another. Now, the Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I, comes in about three or four different configurations. They're all over and under shotguns, coming in different gauges, different finishes. You know, like the White Lightning, it's gorgeous. It's a perfect over and under shotgun for pheasant and other upland game. It's got a steel receiver, durable silver nitride finish with intricate engraving. It's got polished blue barrels, oil finished grade 3-4 walnut, extended black band, Vector Plus choke tubes, and a new 3-inch chamber in the 28 gauge. How about that? They come in 28 gauge as well. Then the Satori CXT, it's got a crossover design with the lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post rib and side ribs, a Vector Pro forcing cones, and a high ribbed trap model. So there you go. You've got just two that I'm looking at right here, and they got many, many more. They even have one that's built a little, you know, a little less fancy for upland hunting as well. So why not take a look at the Satori if you're looking for an over and under shotgun, and that's for sporting clays, for upland birds, for quail, for grouse, for pheasant. If you like to shoot that, even waterfowl. I've seen over and unders in the waterfowl blinds for, you know, ducks and geese. So all there, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. You could call it Halethorpe, too, if you want. But check out the full line of Browning Firearms, the X-Bolt, the X-Bolt Hunter, the X-Bolt Pro, all of that available right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Just thought you'd know that. They've been around since 1957, been a Browning dealer since the 60s. No question about it. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Make sure you check out the website, too. It's all brand new and up-to-date, ClydesSportShop.com, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde Sport Shop. You'll find something you need. So there you go, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Now, our friends at Backyard Billy's. They've got plenty of stuff to look at. It's almost a day trip. It really is. It's a destination, no question about it. It's just like Yellowstone Park and Disney. It is all wrapped up into one. They've got the furniture. They got the tables and the chairs and the Adirondack chairs. Then they've got the big buildings. They got the sheds and the greenhouses and the little buildings, the chicken houses and the dog kennels. They've got the gym sets. There's probably half a dozen different gym sets there for the kids. I mean, swing sets with slides and all the stuff. All that big stuff is free delivery within 60 miles and set up within 60 miles when you purchase it right there at Backyard Billy's, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, you check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, the pellet grills by Memphis, and much, much more. But the biggest part of that right now, this season, as it's approaching the cold weather and getting there real soon, are the fireplace inserts, the gas, the electric, the pellet, and the wood gas, fireplace inserts for that hole in the wall that you've got right now that all it's doing is taking the heat out of the room. Yep, no more messing with carrying wood or anything else. You got it right there, unless you want the wood insert, and that's fine. Also, freestanding wood, freestanding pellet stoves. It's a great alternative heat source with fuel prices as high as they are. The pellet stoves and wood stoves are great for alternative or primary heat for a particular room, garage, shed, great room, man cave, whatever. Why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Phone number again, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow too. Off Route 50 at exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue. If you're going up from the lower shore, you can get off. I can't remember the exit. Get off and go across the bridge and get right there. You know, get off the exit by the hospital and figure your way out. Or just go up Route 18, get off 50, go up 18 through Graysonville, turn right on Evans, left on Drummer, and you're right there. Put Backyard Billy's in your GPS and it'll take you right there. Why not? Hey, we love them. Mention that you heard about it on the Outdoors and Radio Show when you stop there, and check out the great stuff. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, that was nice. A nice horn blow there. Like I feel like royalty. Let's talk to the real royalty out there, Tackle Box Tim.
Real royalty. Good morning. Along with everybody else, the Upper Bay Striper deal is on.
Yep, that's what Lee said. That's for sure.
And, you know, I love the shallow water bite, and that's where I've got them right now. And unlikely, I don't have a top water bite. It's just this one particular river that I fish. It's just had, in the years I've fished, it just never materializes. But
Swim bait, huh?
Well, paddle tail swim bait, rattle trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take that. Just as much as I'll take a top water bite.
No, I like the top water bite. It's nice, you know, it's a nice surprise when you see it blow up on the surface, but it's also a nice surprise to feel that pressure just as you, as you're cranking and all of a sudden everything stops. It's like, uh-oh, time to set the hook. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, on a lipless crankbait with the rattles, do you set the hook on that? I mean, do you rear back like I do a Yankee pull like they told me when I fished for bass in Florida? Or
I kind of don't, Alan. I kind of just I pull to set the hook, but I just keep constant pressure on it.
Constant pressure.
Your treble hooks and your single
replacement
hooks, because the eye and the point of the hook are not lined up.
Right.
You're really not trying to set the hook. You're trying to hold that hook up against the fish's mouth until it gets into the skin.
Yeah, kind of like a crankbait.
Yeah.
Deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any treble hook bait, you don't really have to rear back on them.
No, so, you just want to keep constant pressure. And to me, the rod is the deal. You want a more limber rod that'll help hold that hook in place until it presses in.
We were fishing largemouth bass with live shiners, live wild shiners, in Florida on the St. John's River. And we pulled up on this spot and goes, this is a good spot. I've always had them in here. It's all right. That's fine. First cast, 8-pound, 4-ounce largemouth bass. He said, no, I don't want to see no Yankee pool. I said, what are you talking about? He said, when you set that hook, you set that hook. I want you to rear back and set that hook. You got a lot of fish to go through before you get to the bass. I said, all right, that's fine. So I set the fish 8-4. Second fish was 6. Third fish was every bit as big as the first one, if not bigger. Broke off in the sawgrass. And then, I mean, it sawed through. That grass is something else. And then the third fish was also 8-4.
Nice.
So I had a great stringer there of almost three fish, almost, well, sounds like over 20 pounds to me. But, yeah, I liked to cut number four. But, you know, then it was done. Then it was done. And we had these stakes in the water. And I said, what is that? And the guy says, that's a shiner net. He said, you watch, this guy will be out here shortly. He'll be collecting his shiners. And the guy pulled up, and he went, and he just shook his head, and he looked down, and there was a big gar laying in the middle of his net eating his shiners. Oh, and he did not like that. He tried to pull that net up gently and keep the shiners in it, you know, and that gar bit down on the net and rolled. I mean, it was quite a sight to see to that guy trying to get that gar out of that net. I'm talking about, you know, 50 feet away. This wasn't something that happened, you know, across the river. But I'll never forget that St. John's River. That was a lot of fun. The ospreys and the birds and everything else. Pretty cool. So, all right, buddy.
I had similar experience with your hunting and Lee's friend at the Key Bridge last Saturday when I went out. I had a longtime friend of mine who is a drummer in a local band.
Yeah.
And he's been drumming since we were in elementary school. So
I got it. Yep.
Pretty much gone. And I was asking for the net. And his son had to poke him in the ribs and say, Dad, get the net.
Yeah. I think my idea with tying a string around both your arms is probably a good one. You know, I don't know.
It's kind of a silent
thing, you know, leave enough slack that everybody can fish. But when it comes time that you need the net, you just yank on that piece of line and get their attention.
But fish we caught that day almost did not fit in the net.
Wow.
It was at 36-inch blue cat that I sent you a picture
of. Oh, I saw that picture, yeah.
Yeah, it was caught while we were trying to striper fish.
Yeah, well, you know what? They'll eat anything. They're a top-tier predator. They don't care. If it fits in their mouth, they're going to eat it, you know. So
it hit I call it a naked chatterbait, where you take the skirt off the chatterbait and just put a paddle tail swim bait on it.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, it was like, oh, I got one, and then all of a sudden, it went by the boat at about Mach 10.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you, I've caught small ones, but I've never caught a big blue cat. Do they shake their head when you're bringing them in, like a typical catfish?
From my experience, if they do, it is not, you can't really tell that you've got a catfish like you do when you have a channel cat.
Right, right.
It's just not the same.
I caught a big channel cat up on the Potomac up near Jefferson or somewhere up there. I was fishing and bass fishing. Thing hit a crankbait, and I thought I had the biggest bass in the river on it. And I'm reeling, you know, and I'm like, man, this is good fishing. And all of a sudden, that old head shake comes on there, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the immediate, you know what you got.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. Everybody gets disappointed. Oh, it's a catfish. It's not a bass. But you know what? I'd rather catch a 6-pound channel catfish than a 14-inch smallmouth any day, because it's a lot better fight.
Exactly.
You know?
It's all about the fight.
That's right. Yeah. For me, jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other. I don't care what it is. So
That's a common saying from my sister-in-law.
Well, she knows you better than I do. So.
Well, that's the reason why I never give her any fish.
Oh! Well, that's good revenge, buddy, good revenge. So.
Who can play that game?
That's right. That's right.
I called to say good morning.
Yep.
Let everybody know, too, that a little further north than where Lee's fishing is going on, and tell Robin we said hello. And
I will do that.
Better soon.
Yep, she's getting there. She is showing. Well, she actually went Halloweening with the kids the other night.
Oh, hey, that's a great sign.
Yep, she got her mobility card. We got her mobility card out of the car and charged it up, and off she went, trick or treating all around the neighborhood with the kids. So I thought that was a great step for her. So
good deal. Good deal.
Yeah, buddy. So, all right, Tim. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, take care.
All right, gotcha. Good morning. Where did Captain Lee say the fish are in the harbor? What are they using? Tapsco, same place. What are they using? Well, that, you just heard Tim is using. We got an off the air caller I'm answering, or off the air emailer I'm answering. Tim was using a chatterbait style lure with a soft plastic shad, or just a swim bait with a paddle tail on it, Gary. So good luck out there. The fish are here. So, all right, let's see. Aaron, boy, we got John in Chestertown. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. You?
All right.
What's up?
I was just calling to enter the contest for my grandson and myself.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. Yep. Well, good luck to you, John. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
You been out? Did you do good in muzzleloader season?
No, been busy working, but I help a farmer nights and weekends, and they're really traveling.
They're traveling, are they? Well,
oh yeah,
that's good. I need them to travel my way. So
we all do.
All
right, take some of them away from eating these crops up. So.
I got it. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to call my buddy. Frank and go up there to Chestertown and see if we can take a couple out. So
there you go. Let's
all right, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You thank too. You. All right. Tom in Cambridge. Good morning, Tom. How are you? Tom couldn't hang. Good morning. Carl and Perry Hall. We'll talk to Carl, then we'll take a break. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning there, young man. I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Anything but young. I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
I was calling to answer myself and my daughter in the muzzleloader contest.
Beautiful. No, we don't mind at all. That's what it's all about.
So. And I'm going to give you guys a little quick story here. I was a proud papa. I actually finally got some private property to hunt on. She decided to go with me muzzleloader season because all the week in Region B, which you all
yep.
know, is doe season. So
that's right, yeah.
We get out there. The stands have been set up. Nobody's hunted it. About 7:30, 8 o'clock, two bucks come. Well, she sees trees all moving. The bucks were
yeah.
rubbing. She's like, I think there's something over there. Which
yeah.
there was. She
yeah.
saw that before I did. I will say this. A lot,
that's great.
Everything I'm going to tell you, she saw way before I did.
Sharper eyes, buddy. Yep.
So we get in there, and about 45 minutes, half hour into it, she's like, Dad, you look like a kid in a candy store. And I'm going to tell you, I was more than that. It was very honoring and humbling that she came out. So
that's great, man. That is
great.
She
saw a nice fox. She saw a nice fox about 30 yards. The two bucks were 30 yards. She could have took them, but
yeah, well,
unfortunately, we couldn't do that. However, had cardinals within 2 feet of us sitting there.
Nice.
It was priceless. I think it kind of reeled her in a little bit.
Perfect. How old is she?
She is 14.
When she tags a deer, you make sure you send me a picture, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll run that picture in the Hunting Quarterly with your permission.
Yes, sir, I absolutely will. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still a little shook up about it and getting shivers. And.
Oh, man, that's great when you get the kids out, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. So. This is the first time I ever had a chance to do this. I'm only in my late 40s, so the kids are finally starting to come up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know wow. how, unfortunately, hunting season, the older ones can't get out and do the thing. So I'm going to have to be the leader to take the rein a little bit for the kids, but I'm excited.
I hear you. Well, look, you're doing the exact right thing, and she'll never forget it.
And you know
why they spot the game quicker if they're not asleep. You know, first deer hunt my grandson went on, he fell asleep like first crack out of the box when it got daylight and the first day of deer season. I'm like dumb dog jumping all over the place watching for deer everywhere, and he's there sleeping. You know, I'm like, I had to wake him up for him to shoot his first buck. But
that's a memory. That's
a memory, yeah. But anyway, where was I going? Oh, I know why they spot the game. Okay, they're not jaded like we are, and they're not looking for anything. We're looking for something out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're looking closer. They're looking, you know, they're looking at the ground in front of them and, you know, right in their immediate point of view. And when you get a deer at 30 yards or, you know, a fox at 20, you and I might look over them and see them when they're going out of sight.
Yeah.
When these kids are picking them up, bang, right there. So
yep. It was a lovely thing. It was a lovely thing.
Oh, man. Nice to hear it. Well, good. I hope you guys are lucky on the muzzleloader contest.
Me too. I appreciate you all taking my call. You all be safe out there and enjoy the time and the friends and the family, gentlemen.
You got it. Thank you, man. See ya.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got an answer to Gary's question from Lee. Texted me, 2-ounce jigs with a 7-inch straight tail. Color doesn't matter for the bridge. Key bridge. There you go. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got to talk about our friends here at Backyard Billy's one more time. I know many of you haven't listened to me, and you still have that empty fireplace sitting in your house and haven't done anything with it, and it just keeps sucking the heat out. And if you fire it up at all, you get mad at it the whole time because you got to start a fire in a paper and then put the little wood on and put the big wood on, and then the house fills up with smoke because you forgot to open the flue. Forget about all that. Head over to Backyard Billy's, check out the gas, pellet, wood, and electric inserts to fill that spot. They'll do all the installation. They'll take care of the service. Robin and I have an EX35 Enviro brand gas fireplace insert. We set the heat we want in the room, and the fireplace comes on and heats the room when we want it. When it gets to that temperature, it goes off. If we want to sit here and, you know, leave a window open or something and have the fireplace going, we can do that. We just press the button on the remote. Want to turn the fan on? We turn the fan on. Want to turn the light on? We turn the light on, all inside the fireplace, all from the comfort of our recliners. You will love it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or your alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon, and hopefully you'll be ready in time for that coming cold weather. No question. It's going to get chilly. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies. That's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand Lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple, cracker, blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Okay. Well, I pulled the microphone away from my mouth, but I knew it was coming back to me, and I just wasn't paying attention. Spurry's Tire Service, they're right around the corner here. Dover Road, Elliott Road, two big roads intersect right there just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, no question. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the other brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. It doesn't matter what model. It doesn't matter what make. It doesn't matter how big or how small. If you can drive it, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires. They have the tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm equipment, if you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurries has the tires for boat trailers and ATVs and UTVs and all that other stuff. Spurries and motorcycles. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service. All that and more has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Hi, Brett. Good morning, Brett. Or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That website is spurriestire.com. Spurries, SPURRYSTIRE.com. 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, how about that? Aaron, any callers on the line? Oh, good old Clay. Hey, Clay, how are you, buddy?
Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin, if you're listening.
She might be.
I hope so. I just wanted to do a quick, like, public service announcement. Everybody has their pumpkins out, and Halloween's over now. But when you're done with them, don't throw them in the garbage. Take them out in the woods and smash them.
Yep.
Make sure all the candle material, if you had candles in them,
right,
is taken out. But the animals love pumpkin. Deer love them.
That's true.
So don't throw them out. Use them up.
Yeah, go put them. That's go all. Put them. Go add them up to your corn pile if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Just I just used to. I don't do a pumpkin anymore, but I used to just take them down to the woods line and smash them.
Yep.
And by the next day, usually they were all gone.
Yep, that's right. Everything loves them out in the woods. Now, we have them here. I'll put them out in the backyard because we got squirrels. The squirrels will go down. Squirrels will come up on the porch and chew them. We got a pumpkin the other day and put it out in the porch, and my grandson came the other day and he goes, uh-oh. I said, what happened? He said, there's a hole in the pumpkin. I said, the squirrel's got it already. But they eat the rind. They eat, if it's fresh, now it gets a little age on it. They don't like it so much, but they'll eat the seeds out of it. They just go to nothing in the yard. So, But pumpkins are great, no question. So,
I just sent you a picture that a friend sent me of their Christmas decorations. I thought
I saw that. Yeah, that would not go over well in this yard.
I don't think it would go over well anywhere because you're killing Bambi. Oh my God!
I know. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, what did they say? I don't know, single person. They said something about they were out on a date or somebody and mentioned hunting, and then Bambi came up, and, he looked at her and said, hey, sorry, but I just shot Bambi's dad. Sorry. I don't know how well the date went after that. But
Probably not well.
So, anyway.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Clay, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Yep. Bye-bye. Hey, I do want to give you a word of warning, ladies and gentlemen. First email I got was from, a listener or somebody. I don't know who it was exactly, but they sent me an email and said that two deer ran into their vehicle, one chasing the other. Two deer hit me the other day. They came out of nowhere, came out of the woods running. It was upsetting. They both died. Where do they take them? Well, usually they don't. And if they do, if they have somebody come along and collect those roadkills, they more than likely go to a landfill. There used to be a facility. I don't think there is one anymore. Somewhere out along Route 70 where they would take the carcasses and they would just allow them to turn into compost and use them that way. I don't know that facility exists anymore, but they're not, unless you get them right now, they're not going to be usable for anything. So it is a shame, but it is the season, the breeding season. Right now, the does will be running from the bucks. The bucks will be running after does. The bucks will be out there looking for does. The does will be, let's put it this way. It is the period of the year when the deer are the most active, the breeding season. And we're in the chasing cycle right now, so be aware when you are driving, please. 30,000 motor vehicle accidents involving deer in Maryland every year. Don't be a statistic. I have hit a deer. It's not fun. I've hit several. I hit one with a Blazer back in the late 70s. That did a lot of damage that I pretty much fixed myself. The one I hit on 70 with my brand new F-150 pickup truck in 2011, did $8,000 worth of damage. It took out the grill, the hood, the fender, one of the turbos, the radiator, and all in all, it wound up costing the insurance company $8,000 and me my deductible. So be very careful out there. The interstates are not exempt. Route 50 is not exempt. I see deer sailing all over the place when I'm driving Route 50, and you will too. You know what I'm talking about. And so we just, just be careful. Tis the season. I'm warning you. Let's see what Aaron has to say here. Ooh, we're getting short on time. I see that. Now, there's Charles. You're in the muzzleloader contest. Got to get spots in. Okay, we'll do that. Let's get those spots in. You go right ahead and run what you got to run there, Aaron, and I'll fill in at the end.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. ApplecrackerDeerFeed.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that's been a fast 2 hours. Fun for me every Saturday, 5 to 7. Hope it's fun for you. We try to distract you away from your everyday whatever. I'll tell you, I'm so tired of the election news. I'm glad I voted. Glad we got it out of the way. But Tuesday's coming. If you haven't voted, please vote. Vote your conscience. Vote for your country. Vote for what you hold near and dear. First Amendment allows me to broadcast. Second Amendment allows me to possess a firearm and keep and bear arms. If those two things are important to you, that's how you vote. Anyway, get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. See you next week.